भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरी गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप धाम की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। तुलसी महारानी की जय। जमुना देवी की जय। गंगा देवी की जय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदे। All glories to the Assemble devotees. All glories to the Assemble devotees. All glories to the Assemble devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Trinadapi Sunichena Tarariva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Hare Nama Hare Nama Hare Namaiva Kivalam Kalo Nastiva 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 Gatiranyata Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. It's nice to be back. Nice to see my students, and I would like to offer my respects to Super Soul in your heart. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhyayevacha patitanang pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. So we are hearing and studying this Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is subtitled The Character of the Living Force in Immortality. We, here in this material world, are experiencing the living force in mortality because we have to experience the dream of birth, death, old age, and disease. Or should I say, nightmare. But Lord Chaitanya, even though he appeared on earth, he was exhibiting the living force in the state of transcendence, in immortality. Now that state of immortality is available to you. Prabhupada Jivan Das was hinting at it. As soon as you transcend the modes of material nature, you are now in the state of immortality. The 14th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, text number 26. You've heard me quote this 1 billion times. One of the top 5 verses of Bhagavad Gita. Mangchayo viabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. So this brahma bhuyaya means the state of immortality. This is the state of California, but there is the state of immortality. And if you had asked me your question, what I would have quoted was this verse. Mangchayo viabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate. Yes, every one of us is infected by different degrees of the modes. Why? Because we're all coming from different situations of previous life. Me, I'll be very frank. Back in 1978, when Sannyasi told me, Narantara, you have too much tamogun in you. So, I now see he is correct. So my nature, there's much tamogun. You were talking about nature, were you not? Yes. So, some of us have goodness and tamo and maybe some passion. It's just like colors. There are 3 best basic colors. artists take those three basic colors and create different pastels and shades. So the three modes mix. 3 × 3 = 9 × 9 = 81. Ask 8,400,000 different combinations of modes of nature giving you material bodies. So we all have that problem. Some of us are lots of mode of goodness, a little passion. All right. This verse of Bhagavad Gita equalizes. Yes, for people like me, I don't know about you, depending on your previous conditioning, it may be more difficult. I have been preaching to Indian people since 1994. That's one thing I have learned. You've heard me say. Because of your previous karma, you have taken birth in Indian families. Therefore, it is not difficult for you to quickly take to Krishna consciousness. All I have to do is go like this. I just have to scratch a little bit. Like a match. The match has the ability to become fire. You have to strike it. And you know, sometimes you gotta go. And sometimes if the match is wet, forget it. But you know what I'm talking about. You scratch that. So with you, my experience preaching to you, why do you think I do this? It's easy. Try preaching to Westerners. That's a lot of work. You know what Prabhupada said about his own disciples? Sometimes he would get disgusted. He said, you Western people is like trying to wash coal. So, your situation of the modes of nature, you have an easier time than someone like me. Okay? I'm talking in general. But, despite that, if you take to the process of Krishna consciousness, you can come to the stage of perfect Brahma Bhuyaya, liberation, the liberated state. Okay? So, you have to, the process is the same, whether it's for me or to you. It's the same process. What does Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita chapter 18? He talks about the Brahman, the Kshatriya, the Vaishya, Sudra. But then he says something very beautiful. Krishna says, all these can become perfect. Even the Shudra can become perfect. How? He quotes that verse. By worship of the Supreme Lord. That's the equalizer. So whether, even in 9th chapter, manghi partha viapasritya, yepi su papa yona. You know my story, Prabhupada calling me Papa Yonaya. Right? So here are two verses in Bhagavad Gita, which I call the equalizer verses. You may be Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaisya, Sudra. You may be woman, or whatever you may be, Papa Yoni, a sinful. If you worship the Supreme Lord, you can achieve perfection. Then the next question is, how do you worship the Supreme Lord in the age of Kali? My student should know that answer. How do you worship the Lord in the age of Kali? Yes, chanting the holy name. So please tell all the devotees online what the Maha Mantra is. You all get passing grades for your examination. Hey, don't get puffed up. Yes, sir. But that was the whole beginning. You still have to experience the dream of birth, death, old age, and disease. So you're not so immortal, are you? Yes, but that's the whole point. Remember the beginning thing. Lord Chaitanya is exhibiting the living force in immortality. We're not. So yes, we are immortal. So why this? You follow? That's the difference. We're still in the dream. Brahma Bhuyaya means Jeev Jago, wake up from the dream. That's the difference. Lord Chaitanya, he or Krishna or any self-realized soul, they come to this material world. They are still exhibiting the life in immortality. Another good example. We are free citizens. But we know in California there are prisons. So, they are living, but they're living in a prison. You want to live in a prison? I don't want to go to jail. No, sir. I've watched too many shows of what goes on in a jail. So, there it is on the material plane. You're living, you have a nice house, you have a car, you have a motorcycle. If you're in jail, no motorcycle, no living in nice house, no nice car, one set of clothes, that's it. Right? There's a big difference living in the jail and living as a free citizen. For a self-realized soul, there's a big difference living with a material body and living in your pure spiritual body. Big difference. Now do you see my point? Yes. They are in their original spiritual form. Yes. Yes. Go. Yes. 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 So, yes. Yes. You read about them in Bhagavatam. Okay. Trust me. Trust me. The number of people who are coming in the liberated state, you can count maybe on one hand. 99.99% of the population is in conditioned life. Okay? If you find somebody who's part of the 1%, and I'm not talking about Herman Cain's 1%, if you actually find a 1%, don't let go. Hold on to that person's feet and don't let go, because that's your ticket. For me, I found him. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Okay? Can we now start class? All right. All in favor, say Hari Bol. So, Mehul, my good son, are you satisfied with my answer? Just execute like you're doing. No matter what your situation is, little by little. Have you not seen progress in your life? So, that little progress that you see should be an impetus for you to continue. Prabhupada used to always tell us, very nice, now try to improve. Now try to increase. Double it. Don't rest on your laurels. Ah, I have done. No. We're always trying to improve. Okay? We left off on text number 29. The subject matter that we are studying is the confidential reasons for the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. Currently, Krishnadas Kaviraj is showing us Krishna's mind. Why Krishna decided to appear 5,000 years ago. This is the section we're on. Krishnadas Kaviraj is giving you a glimpse into how Krishna was thinking prior to his descending to this material world. So we left off on text number 29. The influence of Yoga Maya will inspire the gopis with the sentiment that I am their paramour. Paramour means a woman who's married has another lover apart on the side. That's what paramour means. All right? So Yoga Maya is not the same as Mahamaya. Mahamaya is the external material energy. Yoga Maya is the internal spiritual potency. They're not the same. All right. Prabhupada will now explain. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yoga Maya is the name of the internal potency that makes the Lord forget himself and become an object of love for his pure devotee in different transcendental mellows. Forget himself means forget that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead and that everyone should just... No. He forgets that conception. This Yogamaya potency creates a spiritual sentiment in the minds of the damsels of Raja by which they think of Lord Krishna as their paramour. You can't think like that. When you come to the temple, you pay your obeisances, you offer prayers, you do so many things. Because you and me, we see Krishna as God. Gopis don't see like that. They see him as this cute, attractive Cupid. Okay. This sentiment is never to be compared to mundane, illicit sexual love. Because it may look like that when you read. It has nothing to do with sexual psychology, although the pure love of such devotee seems to be sexual. That word seems is very important. One should know for certain that nothing can exist in this cosmic manifestation that has no real counterpart in the spiritual field. That's why that first verse of the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, there is a tree. So this material world is a perverted reflection of the spiritual world. Perverted reflection. All material manifestations are emanations of the transcendent. The capital T means it's referring to God. Transcendence personified is God. The erotic principles of amorous love reflected in mixed material values, here it is, are perverted reflections of the reality of spirit. But one cannot understand the reality unless one is sufficiently educated in the spiritual science, which is why you begin your transcendental study with Bhagavad Gita. And what's the first lesson of Bhagavad Gita? All my students should know. Krishna Kumar, what's the first lesson of transcendental knowledge? You get A+ today. Jai. First lesson, first thing, Krishna. Bhagavad Gita is your entrance exam into transcendental knowledge. After that, Batuk, where do you go? After Bhagavad Gita, where do you go? Srimad Bhagavatam. And then? Ooh, look at you. You're in the postgraduate study, boys and girls. I hope you have learned your Bhagavad Gita. So, yes, that's good. But at least you know the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. And Prabhupada Jivan told you what is the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. And Kamlesh Patel lives and breathes that conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. Sarvadharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Braja Aham Tvang Sarva Papebhyo Moksha Yishyami Ma Suchaha. Alright, everybody chant the Maha Mantra one time. Text number 30. Neither the gopis nor I shall notice this, for our minds will always be entranced by one another's beauty and qualities. So the beauty and the qualities of Krishna and the gopis are on the same level. It's completely spiritual. Krishna is not going to appreciate anything material. It's to Krishna, it's like a shadow or like a mannequin. So what is Krishna relishing? Krishna is relishing the spiritual qualities of the gopis. That's what he's appreciating. Keep in mind. So the gopis are also Brahma-bhuta. To be able to relate to Krishna, you have to be on his platform. Otherwise, You can't get entrance. You have to be on the same platform. Purport. In the spiritual sky, the Vaikuntha planets are predominated by, everyone say, his devotees has the same features he does, and the exchange of devotion there is on the platform of reverence. But above all these Vaikuntha planets is Goloka or Krishna Loka, where the original, that's the word, original personality of Godhead, his name is Krishna, fully manifests his pleasure potency in free loving affairs. Me, growing up in the 60s, I was trying to imitate Krishna. Because in the 60s we had this mantra, free love. That was my mantra. I was thinking, I didn't know, but in essence I was trying to imitate Krishna. Krishna, he can experience free love. That's the difference. No way. Yes. When he allows it. For instance, how long did it take Yashoda to bind up Krishna? Right. Krishna was showing, when I permit, then. So he's still in control. But then he says, okay, now you can tie me up. Okay? So yes. Now, the other way to answer that question. You remember, I'm pretty sure, one time we had a Nectar of Devotion class in Kundan Loka. And we read a very, very nice statement. Right at the beginning, in the first chapter. Krishna is Ajita, unconquerable. There's only one thing more powerful than Krishna. What is it? And that's also Prabhupada Jivan was talking about. So the only thing that can conquer Krishna is your love. So who has the most love for Krishna? And the gopis, who are her expansions. So yes, their love for him completely overtakes the unconquerable Krishna. That is the only thing. Okay? Yes. But keep in mind, he allows it, right. He allows himself. Okay, let's continue. Since the devotees in the material world know almost nothing about these affairs, the Lord desires to show these affairs to them. In other words, that's one of the reasons why Krishna comes down. He wants to demonstrate, see, here is how I'm conquered by my devotees. Right, it's a trailer. That's an excellent. Wow, Batuk, you're getting good. You could be a preacher. That's very good trailer. That's exactly what it is. In Goloka Vrindavan, there is an exchange of love known as Parakiya Ras. It is something like, key words there, the attraction of a married woman for a man other than her husband. Now, in society, is that good? That's abominable. Right? Can be in some, like in rich society, that's grounds for divorce. They have the prenuptial arrangement. If the rich guy is found cheating, the wife gets everything. So in the material plane, that is very bad. Right? Schwarzenegger, the governor. Right? Everybody thought he was great. Then it was discovered. He was for years having an affair with the maid. Now nobody wants to talk to him. Nobody wants anything to do with him. He's so disgraced. Because he married one of the Kennedys. So he married Tiger Woods, another one. Tiger Woods was married to a very beautiful, extraordinarily beautiful, two kids. Then it was discovered. He's having sexual affairs with low-class women. And he was considered the most famous athlete in the whole world. The whole world knew about Tiger Woods. Right? But because of this imitation parakeet or ras, nobody wanted anything. For 2 years, nobody wanted anything to do with him. So, very careful. In the material world, this sort of relationship is most abominable because it is a perverted reflection of the parakeet or ras in the spiritual world, where it is the highest kind of loving affair. That's for a lot of people, that's like, whoa. Because you will see, some people do not like Krishna's parakeet or ras. There is one group, right? They believe that Krishna's parakeet or ras, Krishna has become contaminated. They think like that. And therefore they don't want to hear any of this. They worship Baal Krishna. These people say, Baal Krishna is pure, but Krishna, who dances with the gopis, he's impure. They actually believe like that. That is their sect. That means they don't understand Krishna. But at least they're worshipping Baal Krishna. Okay, such feelings between the devotee and the Lord are presented by the influence of Yoga Maya. The Bhagavad Gita states that devotees of the highest grade are under the care of Daiva Maya or Yoga Maya. Here's the verse. Mahatmanas tumang partha daiving prakritim ashrita. Those who are actually great souls, Mahatmas, are fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, always engaged in the service of the Lord. They are under the care of Daivi Prakriti or Yoga Maya. Yoga Maya creates a situation in which the devotee is prepared to transgress all regulative principles simply to love Krishna. Just like the night of the Rasa dance, the gopis left their husbands, their children, their families, their fathers, even though they objected, no, the gopis ran to be with Krishna. And those that couldn't go, they gave up their body, and in their spiritual bodies they went to Rasa dance. So they broke all Vedic rules just to go to Krishna. A devotee naturally does not like to transgress the laws of reverence for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but by the influence of Yoga Maya, she is prepared to do anything to love the Supreme Lord better. Those under the spell of the material energy cannot at all appreciate the activities of Yoga Maya, for a conditioned soul can hardly understand the pure reciprocation between the Lord and his devotees. But by executing devotional service under the regulative principles, one can become very highly elevated and then begin to appreciate the dealings of pure love under the management of Yoga Maya. So, Mahul, this is for you. By executing devotional service under the regulative principles, one can become very highly elevated. Okay? Yes. Because poison is poison whether you know it or not. The magnet is powerful whether you're aware of its power. Krishna is his very name, all attractive. So even though they don't know, that attraction and love is there. That attraction and love is not something new. For the gopis who are already eternal associates, that's easy. But some of the gopis were being promoted to that status. This is where your question comes in. The other ones, they're already have their relationship with Krishna. So they're just continuing. But some of the gopis were being promoted, and this was their first time, so to speak. But Krishna is so attractive, it doesn't matter. For instance, the first time I had prasad, I didn't know it was prasad. It just looked like good food, and I was hungry. But when I ate that prasad, I was jumping up and down. My knowledge of it didn't have any bearing. It was so good. Okay? So the knowledge doesn't matter, because the thing itself is too powerful. Yes, that's what we're reading. That's the whole point of this particular section. Yoga Maya is creating that whole scenario. Yoga Maya is putting them in the situation where they can be attracted to Krishna from birth. Who do they take? First of all, okay, you grew up under your Indian parents. I didn't grow up under Indian parents. Your whole life growing up is much different than what I had to go through. Okay? So for the gopis, they're taking birth in the wombs of gopis. So you can begin to imagine what kind of life they had. If your mother is a gopi, that means even before, when you're in the womb, you're hearing about Krishna. Your mother is a pure devotee of Krishna. When you come out, everything is going to be Krishna, 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 nothing else. No ZTV, it's just pure Krishna consciousness. Okay, when I grew up, Mickey Mouse, baseball, okay? I wasn't brought up, when you were born, because I've heard it so many times, you grew up, you knew who was Lord Shiva. I didn't know about Lord Shiva till I was 23 years old. Alright, there's a difference between me and you. You knew so many things, I don't know. You follow? You earned that. You earned those blessings. I congratulate you for that. Hari Bol. But better late than never in my case. We're good? But let's go. What? Not all of them, some of them. Wait, I will explain. There are three groups of gopis. Some are like Radharani, the eternal associates coming down. Others are daughters of demigods. And some were sages and rishis, the personified Vedas, and the worshippers of Lord Ramachandra, who approached Lord Ram. And Ram said, no, I am Ekapatni Vrat. But when I come as Krishna, then I'll fulfill. So there's different levels of gopis. Okay, different groups. Of course, everything's under commission of the Lord. Of course, right? Nothing moves without the grace of Krishna. Okay, can we proceed? All right. Those under the spell of the material energy cannot at all appreciate the activities of Yoga Maya. For a conditioned soul can hardly understand the pure reciprocation between the Lord and His devotees. But by executing devotional service under the regulative principles, one can become very highly elevated and then begin to appreciate the dealings of pure love under the management of Yoga Maya. In the spiritual loving sentiment induced by the Yoga Maya potency, both Lord Sri Krishna and the damsels of Vraja forget themselves in spiritual rapture. This rapture word is used by certain Christian groups. They believe that at the end of the world, they don't die. They get swept up into heaven. George Bush used to belong to that cult. They think there's only a certain number of people. I forget what the number is, but there's a certain number, and when the end of the world comes, they are just swept up into heaven. Like that. It's called the rapture. By the influence of such forgetfulness, the attractive beauty of the gopis plays a prominent part. There it is. The attractive beauty of the gopis plays a prominent part in the transcendental satisfaction of the Lord, who has nothing to do with mundane sex. In other words, okay, the women of the heavenly planets are thousands of times beautiful than the most beautiful women on earth. There are so many beautiful women, right, on earth. But the women of heaven, Prabhupada said, make the women of earth look like frogs. Men too. That's not just the women. That's how beautiful the heavenly damsels are. They make the earthly women look like frogs. But the women of Vaikuntha make the women of heavenly planets nothing. And the women of Krishna Loka are even more. And who do you think is the most beautiful woman? Radharani. Because there is that verse, which will come up in this chapter, that says that even Lakshmi and all the other beautiful women want to be like Radha in beauty. She surpasses all. All right, let's continue. By the influence of such forgetfulness, the attractive beauty of the gopis plays a prominent part in the transcendental satisfaction of the Lord, who has nothing to do with mundane sex. Because spiritual love of Godhead is above everything mundane, the gopis superficially, all right, you know what the word superficially means? Means externally, but not really. Seem to transgress the codes of mundane morality. This perpetually puzzles mundane moralists. Therefore, Yogamaya acts to cover the Lord and his pastimes from the eyes of mundaners, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, verse 25, where the Lord says that he reserves the right of not being exposed to everyone. Same way, Ravan thought that Ram was an ordinary human being. When Shurpanakh told her brother, oh, but his wife Sita, she is so, and Shurpanakh described how beautiful Sita was, because Shurpanakh tried to step in, right? So Shurpanakh told her brother, ooh, Sita. So the more she talked about Sita, Ravan, who was lust incarnate, the incarnation of lust, his lust grew and he said, I will carry off the consort of this insignificant man. He thought Ram was just an ordinary human being. But he found out differently, didn't he? On the battlefield, when Ram chastised him and said, you are like the stool of a dog. Ramachandra used very harsh language against Ravan for kidnapping Maya Sita. So he found out. So Ram may have looked like an ordinary man, but he sure wasn't an ordinary man. Let's continue. The acts of Yoga Maya make it possible for the Lord and the gopis in loving ecstasy to sometimes meet and sometimes separate. These transcendental loving affairs of the Lord are unimaginable to empiricists involved in the impersonal feature of the Absolute Truth. Therefore, the Lord himself appears before the mundaners to bestow upon them the highest form of spiritual realization and also personally relish its essence. The Lord is so merciful that he himself descends to take the fallen souls back home to the kingdom of God. And that word, back. You know I always emphasize that word, back. Just like Some of you were born in India, yes? So sometimes you'll say, I'm going back to India. Every year I go to Santiago, so I can say, next year I'm going back to Santiago. If I was never there, I can't say the word back, can I? Yes. Godhead means God, His entourage, His name, fame, form, pastimes, entourage, everything with God. God doesn't mean some entity just by itself. Godhead means, there's like a king. If you have a king, then there's a queen. You have soldiers, you have a kingdom. Okay, you have so many things. So God means His mother, His fathers, His friends, His lovers, His whole area. That's what Godhead means. Or it can mean, another way to understand Godhead, meaning in terms of Krishna, the original, supreme, source of all other gods. That's another way you could say Godhead. Okay? Like we use the word fountainhead. Fountainhead means the source. So Krishna is the original source. Like that. So two ways to understand Godhead. You good? Where did we leave off? The Lord is so merciful that He Himself descends to take the fallen souls back home to the kingdom of Godhead, where the erotic principles of Godhead are eternally relished in their real form, distinct from the perverted sexual love so much adored and indulged in by the fallen souls in their diseased condition. Yes, you'll see. I know you don't know, but maybe you know. Like, what are most of the Bollywood shows? You tell me. It's man and woman, is it not? Right? Most of the American TV shows, right? It's going to be illicit sex or intoxication or meat eating. It's going to be all sinful, based around man and woman enjoying. So Prabhupada's point is here. It's true. The perverted sexual love so much adored and indulged in by the fallen conditioned souls. The reason the Lord displays the Rasa Leela is essentially to induce all the fallen souls to give up their diseased morality and religiosity and to attract them to the kingdom of God to enjoy the reality. In other words, everybody is trying to imitate Krishna, but they're going to be frustrated. Better to surrender to Krishna and enjoy the reality. Prabhupada used to say, if you make Krishna your husband, you'll never be disappointed. If you make Krishna your best friend, you'll never be lonely. If you make Krishna everything, then everything that you wanted to enjoy in the material world, by which you become frustrated, you'll not be frustrated when you develop your relationship with Krishna. That is how Prabhupada preached to the Americans. Because his early disciples, myself included, we were frustrated. We had so much sense gratification. America was the most powerful country, but my generation was frustrated, disillusioned. We were constantly thinking, wasn't there something better? Prabhupada came and said, yes, I have something better. Samosa. I have Krishna Prasad. Well, we were, that was great. You all know my stories, right? This is the concept of Bhagavad Gita, parang drisva nivartite. You don't give up the inferior unless you got something better. I always say in the college or high school classes, in the American schools, hey, I'm just like you. I used to eat meat, I used to do drugs, I used to have illicit sex, I took intoxication, but why for the past 36, 37 years I don't do these things? How come? Because I got something better. It's called Mahamantra. It's called Bhagavad Gita. It's called Krishna consciousness. If it wasn't, I would have gone back to the other thing. There are so many drug rehabilitation programs, right? Alcoholic programs. But many times a person goes through it once, they come out, they go back 3, 4, 5, 6 times. Why? Because they can't find something to replace it. Because in many cases, if they get a taste of that drug, they're finished. I was told, you've heard of this drug, crack? You've heard of that? Crack cocaine? It's called crack cocaine. It is said that if you take it once, you're hooked. And to break that addiction is virtually impossible. It's such a powerful thing. So, people on the material plane are going to so much of these rehabilitation, but they don't have anything better. But when you have something like Krishna consciousness, now you're able to really give up the lower thing. And this is something I was preaching in Santiago the last 2 weeks. That once you get your spiritual taste, don't lose it. Guard it. How do you lose it? Offenses and sinful activities. You can lose your taste. You can lose your higher taste if you're not careful. So don't commit offenses. Don't indulge in sinful activities. Protect that taste, because that is what's keeping you going. All right, let's finish up.
Yes.
Yeah, but I can't have any more samosas now. My samosa days are over. Yes, this samosa. Gadadarji. Vanchaka Patrubyastra, Vivasan Dubyai Bacha, Patidanang Pavanevyo, Kirtaniya Sadahari. May you chant forever. Jai. Alright. The reason the Lord displays the Rasa Leela is essentially to induce all the fallen souls to give up their diseased morality and religiosity and to attract them to the kingdom of God. To enjoy the reality. A person who actually understands what the Rasa Leela is will certainly hate to indulge in mundane sex life. There is a famous verse where the devotee is saying that when I think of this mundane sex, I spit at the thought, because he's relishing this higher taste. For the realized soul, hearing the Lord's Rasa Leela through the proper channel will result in complete abstinence from material sex pleasure. That's what it means to take sannyas. Sannyas means no more sex. That's the essence of sannyas. Because this sex thing is the binding force of this material world. You give up sex, you're almost there. Then you have to add Krishna consciousness. That's why Prabhupada made disciples promise no more sex, illicit sex. No more intoxication, no more meat eating, no more gambling. It is compared to breaking the hunter's bow. When Narada converted the hunter, the hunter was half killing animals. Narada showed the hunter, well, this is what's awaiting you after death. And the hunter saw that all the animals he had killed were going to kill him. The hunter said, save me, save me. I don't want to go to hell. So Narada says, I can save you, but first you have to break your bow. So the hunter says, wait. If I break my bow, how am I going to eat? Narada said, I'll take care of you. Break your bow. So breaking the bow means, for us, no more illicit sex, no more intoxication, no more meat eating, no more gambling. And what happened? As soon as the hunter broke his bow and became a devotee, all the people in the village were bringing food. When Narada came back to see him, what did the hunter say? Gurudev, you're bringing too much food. That's the way it works. Yes, sir. No, questions are good. Guru, sadhu, shastra. All of us are like that. We have one foot in, one foot out. So, we need someone to pull us. Guru, sadhu, shastra. You have your guru, right? Are you reading Prabhupada's books? And don't I always tell you, come and associate with, don't I always tell you? You do those three things, you're out. Fair enough? But don't go back in. Stay out. Okay, stay with me. I will take care of you your whole life, as long as I live. Okay? Any more questions? On any topic? Any question? Any question? Batukji? Yes. What is your question? Okay. He did answer the question later on because he talked about pure devotee. So the question is answered simply if we study the fourth Shikshastakam verse. Nadanang, Najanang, Nusundaring, Kavitang va Jagadisha Kamaye, Mama Janmani Janmani Shrade, Bhavatad Bhaktir Ahoitiki Twayi. My Lord, I don't want anything material. I simply want your causeless devotional service, birth after birth. That's what I want. So that's the devotee's prayer. My Lord, and more or less he was saying that. And you were saying the same thing or intimating the same thing. It's just that you both had different ways of going. So the devotee prays, I don't want women, I don't want wealth, I don't want popularity. To me, when he was saying not to be a good devotee, what I was thinking he was trying to say, I don't want to become known as a big devotee, which is different. I don't want prestige. To be a good devotee, this is what Lord Chaitanya, that I simply want your service. And the devotee is praying, and if I can't go back to Godhead, okay, but I need to do this pure devotional service. Now the thing is, even though Lord Chaitanya is saying, Mama Janmani Janmani Ishwade, right? Birth after birth. When he says that that I want pure devotional service, That means going back to Godhead. Our very beginning of our whole class was all about the character of the living force in immortality. So if you have pure devotional service, whether you're here or there, it's the spiritual world. So it is the same thing. Do you follow my point? Do you catch my drift? For a pure devotee, whether he's here or there, there's no difference. Remember last night, Yudhishthira praised Vidura. You are a walking place of pilgrimage. You purify the holy places. The pure devotee is the one that relieves the Ganges when she's too much overwhelmed by the people's sinful reactions. So when a pure devotee is here, he's not here. He is in the spiritual world. He's here. So it is no different whether he's in the spiritual, like Narada. Narada is traveling all over. But Narada is always in Vaikuntha. Okay, yes, next. That's called being surrendered. That's fine. That's good. I have no personal desire. Lord Chaitanya says, but I must have pure devotional service. Devotee has to have service. Otherwise, there's no meaning to being a devotee. I have to have service. So if there's no service, I must chant. If there's no service, I must hear. Devotee wants to be engaged in service because that's what it means to be a devotee. Being a devotee does not mean that I have a certain look. No, it means I have service. For instance, there is a description of Vaikuntha by Lord Brahma. He's speaking to the demigods in the third canto. And he is describing the situation of Vaikuntha. And he says, first of all, there's no contamination, there's no dirt in Vaikuntha, but the Lakshmis want some service, so they're dusting anyway. You follow? They want some service, so let's clean. There is no dirt. There's no contamination, but they want some service. So that's what it means to be a devotee. You want service. Give me my... And didn't you say, who said in class the meaning of the Maha Mantra? Was that you? Yes. That is the exact meaning. O Radha, O Krishna, please engage me in your service. Because the soul, by nature, has to be servant. It can't be anything else. That is our situation. So we're either going to serve Krishna or something other than Krishna. Everybody, Barack Obama is a servant. He has the name president. He's a servant. Ahmadinejad in Iran, he's a servant. Kundan, you, doesn't matter. You may be Angelina Jolie, you may be Lady Gaga. You're still a servant. Nobody should be puffed up. We're all servants. It's just a question, who do you want to serve? You know, I don't know if you know, but I sing this song every time. You got to serve somebody. Because that's the truth. You have to serve. Now you decide who you want to serve. Me, I know who I want to serve. Guru, Gauranga, Krishna, like that. I don't want to serve. I'm tired of serving these other. That song that's given by Govinda Das, that line, Kripana Durajana. Right? Shita Atapa Vata Parishana Edina Jamani Jagire Bifale Sevinu Kripana Durajana. Govinda Das is saying that I've had to serve wicked and miserly people. I've had that experience. I worked in the karmi world before being a devotee and also as a devotee. I know wicked and miserly people. I don't want to serve them. I want to serve Krishna and his devotees. Let's all chant, everybody.